This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come the end of the year, about 1.3 million people are going to see long-term unemployment benefits run out. And Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports that that number, on top of the day's jobs figures, is complicating the already complicated talks over the federal budget.
The federal unemployment benefits Congress is haggling over were meant to be temporary, but have been extended repeatedly. The latest extension runs out December 28th. If Congress allows it to expire, more than a million unemployed workers will lose their benefits almost immediately.
If we allow these extensions to expire, it's going to cause a lot more pain for Americans.
That's Elise Gould. She's an economist at the Economic Policy Institute. She says the whole economy would take a hit if the unemployment benefits weren't extended because unemployment checks are spent right away. Economist Robert Reischauer is a former head of the Congressional Budget Office.
The money comes in and it goes out very rapidly for food, clothing, gas for the car, and so on.
The White House says without that spending, 240,000 jobs will be lost next year. Reischauer says nobody wants that, and he thinks Congress realizes the economic recovery has been slower than usual, so people still need unemployment benefits. Douglas Holtz Aiken is also a former Congressional Budget Office director and economic advisor for Senator John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign. He says,
when push comes to shove, saying I'm not willing to fund the unemployment insurance for those who've been out of work for 2 years, pretty tough vote to take.
And as Robert Reischauer puts it,
They certainly don't want to be Scrooge in the middle of a holiday season.
Because tales of the hardships of those denied benefits could haunt re-election campaigns like the ghost of Christmas past. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.